All right, cool. What are we doing this time?
Well, thank you for coming to my three-ring circus, Gary.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
You said a three-ring circus. I thought it was like a dreadful euphemism. I was like, what rings is Cole talking about?
No, it's, you know, over there you got the lions.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yep.
Over there you got the lions. Over there you got some giraffes cavorting. And right here,
these animals just walking in slow circles to creepy music.
Yeah. Well, you know, we ran out of steam calliope juice, so we just pump in Halloween sounds.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. That was me trying to do unsolved mysteries. Anyway, what are you directing my attention to?
Oh, yes, here. I'm going to point your direction to Pooch, our painting elephant.
Oh!
Yeah!
Hey, it's Pooch. I've heard about these.
Yeah, he's very sad most of the time, but he serves an excellent purpose here. He's going to paint what our next game is going to be.
Oh, cool. Rather than just be like an elephant in the savannah.
Yeah, rather than, you know, mourn his departed loved ones and be afraid of nieces.
Graveyard, yeah, you're doing good, Pooch.
Yeah.
This is fine for you.
And, okay, so I'm going to, here's your, you like a number two brush? Okay, cool. Number two brush. And, oh no, Gary, watch out. Oh, it's your face. You got it all over your face.
Ugh. I got elephant slime on my face as well as paint.
Yeah, well, okay. Gary, you kind of look like a clown.
Oh, fuck you too.
No, I mean with the paint and stuff.
Oh,
you look like
a
kid clown.
Are we playing middle-aged clown?
You're so
middle-aged clown runs for mayor world.
Gary, we're all kids at the circus.
Well, fuck. I mean, fun.
Yeah, fun.
Have a fun fuck kid clown in mayor world.
In mayor world. Yep. Kid clown mayor city.
Yeah, kid, take me down to kid clown city. This game has deep lore.
Does it?
We'll talk about that. I assume that I hope that you watch the ending of it.
Oh yes, I watched the ending.
Okay, because that implies a lot. I
think. It's horrifying.
I mean, it's does it. It's really special.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Cole Ross.
And I'm Gary Butterfield. This is Abject Suffering, the show where we play games that we want. Because fuck you, we choose them.
Why are we doing this to us?
Yeah. Well, that's not actually true, but you can listen to the last episode or the episode before last.
Yeah.
And hear about how the genesis of this bad boy.
Yep.
And I'm really glad we went down this tunnel.
Yeah. This has proven to be a profitable excursion for us.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Kid Clown in Nightmare World.
Okay. And you may be thinking, if you hadn't listened to the Draken episode, we are saying Nightmare World as though a bad dream. No, this is Nightmare World.
Yes, like a shadow governor, or like the Dusk General, or something like that. He is the Nightmare, and it's a pun, but it's one of those things where it's like half a pun. there's a food cart down the street from my house that I may have mentioned before, called that serves empanadas.
Okay, delicious.
And the name of the food cart is Imp and Nada.
Ooh.
And there's a little picture of a little goblin, and it's like yes. That does sound like empanada. However, you don't have the other half of the pun, which would be something to do with imps or like, you know, imp and nothing.
Uh-huh.
In a different language. Like it's just that it kind of sounds like it. It's not.
If you're changing languages mid pun.
You shouldn't change languages mid sentence. It's weird anyway, yeah. Like for this kind of thing. But the nightmare, it sounds like nightmare, but he's not a mayor. As far as I can tell.
Well, I mean, look at that mustache and tell me he doesn't like hold some kind of sway over local governments.
Over like this evil government, over this dream government or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like half a pun. Mm-hmm. But it's not like he went to the mayor's office, like Kid Clown goes to try to get some like forms requisitioned and then runs into the nightmare.
He's not interfering with a bond initiative.
Yeah, it's not like see if you can gerrymander your way out of this nightmare. You know, it's not
no,
that.
No, the gerrymander is what he rides around. It's a big yeah. flame lizard.
See, gerrymander, and it's a flame lizard.
Yep.
And it cuts things in half. Three parts of the pun. Like every pun has three parts. Or like four if you count the name. Like they're complicated.
puns are complicated.
Yeah, so that would be a good version of this pun.
Mm-hmm.
But Nightmare. Let's talk about the story because the setup and end. This game is bookended by cinematics that are wonderful.
Yep. So, Kid Clown. He wants to. Okay. So first, Kid is his given name. Clown is his family name. All right.
The Clown family is mother and father Clown,
mm-hmm.
and their two kids. Kid and baby.
Yep.
Clown.
Yep. Baby clown.
Yeah, baby clown.
I feel like in the past we've gone on some kind of jag about clown biology.
Yeah, and we talked about it, I'm sure, in Circus Charlie.
Circus Charlie, and a little bit when one of the times Jenny was on, we talked about the origin of mimes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this really supports that because this does really posit them as an alternative like species.
Yes.
Like this is a separate thing on the character creation and the family, like the mom and the dad looks like bored Homer Simpson.
The dad looks like a clown version of the sergeant from Beetle Bailey.
Oh, sure. Sure. Like, and the mom just looks kind of sinister because of her makeup.
Yes.
And Kid Clown himself looks like a dumb piece of shit.
And Kid Clown looks like Sonic.
Yeah. He's like Sonic, but Sonic were a human clown. It's really weird, but, so out of nowhere, they're just like standing, and then the nightmare shows up and says, like, hey, Kid Clown, I need you to help me get into a vault.
Yep.
And he's Kid Clown had been warned about this. His parents said, hey, stay away from the nightmare.
I know about your tricks, nightmare.
Yeah. So it's already like this is not our world. And then the nightmare kidnaps his family and is like, well, if you ever want to see your family again, come find me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on your platforming adventure.
Yeah. Well, but no. Already,
I just feel like there's a lot implied here.
Okay. So let's talk about the implications.
Well, just like who, what world is this? Like there's, mm-hmm. there is a circus. The clown family are getting ready for a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense until you get to the end. Where we find out how they reproduce.
Yeah. Well, this isn't just a world, right? Because there's the world where it begins. It's like an Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. Because the first level is you, you know, going through learning the ropes about your magic infinite balloons that fill the mm-hmm. sky until it blots out the sun. Mm-hmm. And then there's another cutscene where the nightmare has used a swirling purple mirror to go to his own world. So
yes. Yeah. So, and the actual world is like a platformer world, but yes. You're fighting mostly platformer things.
Yes.
Like bees and shit. Yep. So it's like, okay, it's just, this could be some part of the Midwest, you know, like this could be in Kansas. Don't they place it? Isn't it like, I can't remember. Maybe? If they actually say what
state. Oh yes, it is. It is in Kansas. Oh my God. It is. Yeah. I have it noted right here.
Yeah. So it's like, this could be Kansas. but then you go through the dark mirror. And end up in nightmare world.
Well, the boss in real world, the boss in Kansas is Sonic.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and because Kid Clown is symbolically and literally taking the throne.
It's a kind of weird Sonic. Like Oedipal thing.
Yeah. Like he has to destroy that which he must become.
Yep. It's like the Highlander.
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Yeah, it's like Duke Nukem and Duke Nukem Forever killing Master Chief or whatever.
It's a classic KKK situation, Kid Clown culture. Yeah, that's how it works for those guys.
Kid Clown culture. Yep. But boy oh boy, this game it won me over with the phrase a clown's gotta do what a clown's gotta do. Yeah, and mind you every instance of clown is spelled with a K,
because I think that's why I think they're a different species.
Yes.
Yeah. The it won me over like pretty like earlier than that in just kind of the game. Like this is a pretty good game.
This is great.
Yeah,
actually.
This is a real redemption. Like yeah, this slipped under my radar as a kid.
This is
not, but it's very good.
It's a Felix level of like shame I didn't play it when I was younger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a relatively late era NES game. So you know it's competent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like you know, it's just like a fun platformer. Like mm-hmm. And you, these balloons that you blow, which I love because if you just tap it, you do it too fast to notice. But if you actually just hold down the button for a second, you're blowing these up with your mouth. Like it's a literal, there's a little animation of you blowing up these red balloons.
Yes. Blowing in some kind of explosive gas that will, that will detonate upon impact.
Or sometimes it just hurts them.
Okay.
Like it's weird. Like it is, they have a lot of weird properties and that's kind of the hook of this game. These balloons, because they're a projectile, but they act weird. Like they bounce and kind of move in a weird arc.
Yeah.
But you can bounce on them, and if you jump, you can hold them and float.
Yes. So also a clown biology is clown with a K. They can produce an explosive gas that is also lighter than air. Gary, are clowns and stars the sole source of hydrogen in the world?
Yeah, there's a hydrogen, like a little Hindenburg.
A hydrogen clown.
Yeah, hydrogen clown. I like the idea of a hydrogen clown.
There's only one of them.
And the thing I love about this is that this wasn't a clown game in Japan. It was a Mickey Mouse game.
Yeah.
The same series that turned into Bugs Bunny with Crazy Castle. So like somebody just had was just responsible for all of this awesome clownness that was added to this.
somebody at Kemco America.
Yeah. Like a small team, like just kind of like, was just like, all right, I got this. And then did it. It wasn't just like, you know, it makes it seem weirder to me that one person kind of like did all this shit on top of an already like really solid game.
Yeah. Yeah. And the levels are pretty solid too. I mean, like they're pretty stereotypical in terms of like, oh, here's Ice World. Here's here's Toy Soldier World. It's a bunch of like elements from other games or other properties, right? Like you fight some the things, like the hands running around. I got surprisingly far in this game. I got up to like world 4 or 5.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I actually got to the because you can, it looks like you can do the levels in any order. You can't.
No.
But when you beat all the levels, you go to like a Dr. Wily world. And I got to Dr. Wily world.
Okay.
In this.
Yeah.
Because it's not that hard. Like it's kind of a kid's game. They're pretty liberal with like invincibility stars. But there's the weird mechanic of like the treasure chest that have the question marks. And sometimes they just backwards eyes your controls.
Yeah, I like that. That's funny.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool risk because like, I could get an invincibility star. And then they have lots of in Mario games, there's always like the one sequence where you're chaining invincibility stars. And this game does that a lot.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't control as tight. It's not as fun to be, you know, it's not as acrobatic, but like they do that ironically. Kind of thing a lot. Yeah, exactly. He's not he's a clown. He's not an acrobat.
They have to know how to tumble. It's fine.
I guess that's true. They do. That's true. But yeah, they do a lot of like the levels have a lot of that kind of stuff going on. Third world is vertical.
Yeah.
And stuff like it's kind of neat. Like it is a pretty neat platformer.
Yeah. I like the anglerfish boss, which was lifted right from Mega Man 2, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except he's easier than that. Like, I mean, that's kind of the Kemco platformers.
Oh, yeah.
From the NES era. Like, none of them were that original, but it was still, you know, it's a weird, like, second tier developer for the NES.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I like this game. I really do. Yeah. This is a straight up redemption. So, you got to the Wily world. I did not get to Wily world. However, I did watch the ending.
Yeah. So after you and man, on the way to the ending, before you fight the nightmare, who is like several stories tall, this like awesome background sprite boss, you fight a giant pterodactyl in a birthday party hat.
Yep.
Yeah. Which that's pretty great too. Yeah.
Is he the birthday dinosaur?
Yeah, you fight, you know, Happy Birthday Dinosaur. But the ending is really special.
Yes, it is. Because you followed Nightmare back to his home, which contains a vault, which is prominently marked for clowns only.
Yes. Right? Yes.
All right. So
so far the story makes sense, too. Like, if a nightmare is going to get into a vault that says for clowns only, like... with this clown,
and you have to assume that, you know, the family made an escape attempt in order to protect themselves from the nightmare. They took solace inside the vault, right?
It's smart. It has an elder sign on the outside.
Yeah,
outside. Yeah.
And Gary, what's contained inside this vault?
Well, the family.
Yeah.
And they're next to a big pile of red something.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is that?
Huh.
And then the text explains it.
Are these rubies, Gary?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there could be gems. It could be something you think it's gonna be something the nightmare wants. In fact, it is a gigantic pile of red noses, red rubber noses, so they can make anyone they meet into a clown with a K.
So these are clown spores.
Yeah, it's so sinister. Like, finally, like, this wouldn't be useful to a nightmare. No. What would be useful to a fucking nightmare? But, like, they're useful to us, clowns of the K. Now we can turn anyone we meet into a clown. That'd be like you walking around turning people into Rosses. Like, just like with your mom just going through and like speed adopting people. Like, you have an adoption stamp.
It's a rubber stamp.
Yeah, you're my brother, brother, sister, brother, cousin.
But just, hey there, friend. I'm just picturing them being so, oh my gosh.
It's like Patch Adams.
Is it?
Because Patch Adams, he gets a bunch of rubber noses, and that's like the treasure at the end of Patch Adams.
wait a minute. So he's surgically attaching these things in order to make them into doctor clowns, and then that woman gets dusted with a shotgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more or less it, but we all learn a lesson. And then some lady has an oatmeal bath, and that makes everything okay.
Is that how you cure a shotgun wound?
Yeah, not that lady. Different lady.
Oh, okay.
An old lady.
Hmm.
Because that movie is in actuality like a terrible fucking message. Like, let's treat mental illness with whimsy. like this isn't actually a chemical imbalance in people.
Yeah,
with enough whimsy,
you know, that's the power of a positive attitude.
It's
a prequel to The Secret.
Yeah, it's very similar like that. It's worse because it's like starts off with him trying to treat mental illness with whimsy. It doesn't work and his love interest gets dusted, and then he doubles down on it.
Yep.
Like, he just doesn't learn the lesson. Like, it's so weird. He's just like, nope, sticking with whimsy, sticking with this oatmeal bath.
Soon we will all be clowns.
the cover of Kid Clown, on his hand he has all these like water blisters.
Mm-hmm.
On his left hand he has all these like warts.
Are you sure that's not supposed to be is the clownitis metastasizing?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I initially read those as knuckles, but I definitely think that those are red. In the absence of red rubber noses, they erupt from the skin like bot flies.
Well, he only has four fingers, but three of these pustules,
mm-hmm.
and they're at the joints of the fingers. They're not at the knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it makes me think that they are. And they're placed irregularly on his actual fingers.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Yeah. I think that he's going to spray.
He's good. Is that where the split happens? Is he going to shed?
Yeah, exactly. That's how, because the nose is just the first that makes you prepare for the spore. Then he just rubs this, you know, this thing across any mucous membrane.
Yeah, it marks you as a recipient.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is no laughing matter. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, yeah, it is. Well, I mean, I'm laughing because I'm laughing at like when you're in health class and the teacher's talking about sex stuff and you giggle because you're uncomfortable.
Oh,
I'm talking about their mating rituals and it's making me feel.
Well, you know, it's a little, you're hopeful, right? Like any of us could grow up to be a clown.
Yeah. It just takes like rubber noses and a blister suck. So
can I ask you to never say blister suck again?
You can ask.
If you have to ask.
Yeah, exactly. If you have to ask, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I always forget Kemco did all the MacVenture shit for NES.
Mm-hmm.
So good job, Kemco. Which,
yeah, they're not bad.
No, not at all. They're still around too.
Yeah, that's bizarre to me. What are they making in 2015? Android games. Okay.
Like mostly Android and iOS games, but they're also they've done other stuff too.
That has to be a situation where they got bought by somebody.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And only the name lives on. Huh.
Yeah.
You ever been dressed up like a clown, Gary?
Let me think. No.
Okay.
Have you ever done like a Halloween as a clown or something?
No, never did Halloween. You know what? Actually, when I was a little, when I was an infant, I think my first Halloween costume was a clown. So there does exist a picture of a baby Cole clown.
No. Oh.
Which I may have to ask my mom if she can dig up for me.
You're in a Kid Cole clown?
Yep.
Classic KKK situation?
Yeah.
So?
Yep, that is what everybody thinks of when they think of the KKK.
Kid Clown Cole.
Yep. So there definitely does exist a picture of a toe-headed little clown baby. My senior year of high school, I was in a production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Okay.
Okay. That is, it's a Sondheim play. It's very funny. It was a good time. It was at the college. I was a high schooler. I was hanging around with college theater chicks, and that was fun. But yeah, I was part of the chorus, the Protheans, right? So we have to do a whole bunch of stuff, but we were dressed up like clowns with like clown makeup on our faces, to do that. So, and, this wasn't like haphazard. This wasn't something where it's like, okay, well, here's some like red makeup, go ahead and do it. The stage manager had experience in clowning and provided her makeup and did it for us. So it would be authentic.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep. So that was those pictures also exist.
Well, good. Like, good for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a real like compact story, like in a weird way, this game resists our treatment because it is bonkers, but there's no bonkers like story behind it. Like,
no.
There's no crick behind the curtains. Like, It is just no crick between the sheets and, yeah, you know,
whoever that other fucker was.
Yeah. In the streets, it's just a really, really weird game, but I think it's the fact that it was just this, you know, North American localization team or whatever, or PAL localization team made me think that like, it's supposed to be bonkers and weird.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to make fun of something that's laughing at itself already. And that is actually already really good.
Yeah. Like, you know? This one can stand on quality. As a game, like as a really passable kids game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like MC kids quality. Like, this is, you know, this is a good platformer.
Wow. That is the first positive thing I've ever heard anybody say about MC kids. I've never played it.
Oh, it's good. Huh. Like, I played it a lot when I was a kid. Not because it's just like, you've been in my mouth, now I'll be in my hands. I can't eat enough burgers. But I can't remember how I got a hold of it, but it's a really good game. It's got like the gimmick. I mean, it's just a collect coins platformer.
Yeah.
But the gimmick is like frequent gravity switching.
Oh, wow. So,
which like, you wouldn't expect from a McDonald's based license game, but
like VVVVV or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, there's like little things at the end of platforms very frequently that change gravity. And then they put a lot of hidden shit, like in the ceiling, like you go back to the ceiling at the beginning of the level and there's a bunch of hidden coins and secret levels and shit. It's kind of like a Mario 3 ripoff kind of thing. Like, there's an overworld, if I recall, that is like Mario 3, but a lot of the secrets like seem like Mario 3 secrets. I'm surprised we haven't done MC Kids, because it does have a really shitty reputation. Like, people don't like that game, but it's easily Felix Kid Clown level. So
yeah, I like that. That has become the distinction. Felix.
Yeah, Kid. The tiers are like Home Improvement, God tier.
God. you mean our tier?
Yeah, that's our S rank. And then under that is like Kid Clown, you know, Kid Clown Felix. Under that,
I'm looking at this. So somebody suggested we do Rule 34 as a matter of course. Nothing.
Oh, sure.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing specifically related to Kid Clown on DeviantArt, and nothing when I do Kid Clown Rule 34 on Google. So
I'm surprised.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by that.
Huh.
Yeah, just because, like, I mean, I know this is an obscure game.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have, like, a lot of game facts presence either. But I'm just surprised that you didn't come across, like, an accidental, like, just kids fucking clowns porn.
Uh-oh. Gary, how many tabs do you think I just closed out?
No. Not enough. That's pretty intense.
My favorite thing on the game facts is just that there's one topic that it says Quimby, and then one letter per post by this one guy spelling out Mayor Quimb, and then you go to the next page and then it's Y.
Yeah, just one thing. It's pretty funny. The guy who, there's only one review too on game facts, and it's annoying. It's like a guy who's like, I'm being a star. You know, I'm a funny boy. He's not. He's talking about being afraid of clowns, but he has some weird turns of phrase that I don't really understand. Like he says, here's something that you should know about me, blah, blah, blah. I'm afraid of clowns, and playing this game is like stabbing me with a doll knife. No, make that spoon in my tight. Like, it is just tight. Like, does he mean his tight ass? Does he mean his tight dick hole? Like, what is stabbing him in his tight what?
Gary, I think that he left a little bit to the imagination, right?
It's just a weird thing, like in your tight.
Yeah,
like I've never heard that before.
Huh.
Is that a thing?
I mean, tight is a euphemism for getting drunk.
Oh, okay.
I'm tight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing, you know, in your tight, gonna do your tight. Yeah. That just sounds weird to me. Like, So yeah, I don't know.
So what do I have to say about this game? I don't know, because a Zen gamer like me is void of opinions and views, and everyone else in the world for me turns to nothingness. What?
I didn't get that far.
Did he get to the end and realize that we will all soon be clowns?
Yeah, this is really obnoxious. I don't like this game because, well, change that because, well, I actually over the game. In fact, it's almost near Mario. So play this game and enjoy it because life is short, my friend. What are you like? Okay. Yeah. This is a very prolific reviewer. They have like 167
Jesus
reviews.
Yeah,
I think it might be a lady too, because the review of Harvest Moon: Friends of Mineral Town says "Girl Gamers Unite." So I just assume everyone on GameFAQs is a guy.
Yeah.
But.
Huh.
Huh.
I didn't know you were a sexist.
Oh well,
no.
Welcome.
Sorry.
No, it's true.
Yeah. No, it's
more to do with GameFAQs than it does to do with.
Well, yeah.
And a sexist. Yeah. But I mean, also, like, it's probably an unconscious assumption I shouldn't make.
Yeah. Well, no. It's of all the forms of sexism, that's probably one of the more harmless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, also, again, like, just like it's just most of the interactions I've had there have been with like shitty dude bros.
Yeah.
Not like interactions like I fought with some forum master about like keeping my thread up about, you know, Pokemon secret types or something like that. But
he was trying to, he was squatting your thread, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
this is what we had before wiki fights. Like,
exactly.
I will get this forum locked. God damn it. Yeah. So that whole, here's an opinion, but wait, no, change that. Wait, no, like there's a whole kind of like MySpace level, like chat log kind of like overly cute writing style that I still see on occasion with like lots of like emoticons, and not like the way, you know, kids today use emojis or whatever, but like you can usually tell this if there's some kind of Kirby emoticon thrown in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like the Japanese style kind of horizontal emoticon as opposed to like the ones that are laid out sideways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just overly twee. And I see that in this kind of stream of consciousness thing.
Yeah. It's pretty obnoxious.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. JJN on the GameFAQs forum. I don't think he's a very good writer.
On blast.
Yep. But, you know,
yeah,
that's not why we come to her reviews. We come to him for...
hard-hitting opinions that were written 11 years ago. So.
Yeah, and then immediately revised.
Yep.
This is a short game.
Yep.
Like I got as far as I did in my half hour, and like the no death like super run is. Let's talk real quick. Because we just kind of praised this game for a little while, and probably it's close to winding down. But like the mini game where you throw chips.
Oh my gosh.
At the things, which is fucking near impossible.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you ever get good at this?
I maybe hit like maybe two or three of the targets.
The
problem is there's no telegraph of like, you have to lead your shots by a fair sight, right? And there's no indication of when they're just going to turn around, so they have to be checking to see when you throw to just be like, nah, it's like
that's the thing.
It's like the putt-putt golf course in Happy Gilmore.
And why are they chips? Because they're clearly strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go around collecting strawberries, but the game calls them chips.
Mm, maybe there's just like strawberry chips dehydrated.
No, I guess that could be true. Like healthy paleo kid clown.
Yep. Yeah. Kid clown's going to get jacked.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, the idea of a buff kid clown.
It's like a Joker henchman. Right, I'm going to Google him for strong clown.
Strong clown.
All right, let's see what happens here.
Gary, I spelled clown with a K. It's happening.
It's gotcha. So there's a lot of picture of Pennywise, a lot of just demons.
Yeah.
Oh. And then a couple legitimately strong clowns.
Gary, did you find the website for Buffo, the world's strongest clown?
I just went right to images.
Nope.
Oh shit.
Gary, it's way too late in the show for us to do this.
Yes, like, I'm gonna get some buffo gear.
Who's buffo, Gary?
You picks of stampeding buffalo's trip. Oh, teepee. Not his trip. He has a teepee. The world's largest teepee is suitable for the world's strongest clown. Can't argue with that.
Gary, does he do magic? Yes. Balloon art? Yes. Still walking? Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Man, this guy's a winner. I don't want to be ripped limb from limb by a clown, Gary.
No, no. How much does it cost though? How much, if we ever do DuckCon, how much would it cost to get Buffo?
To get Buffo, Crick.
Yeah, we'll just invite everyone. Birthday party, kudos.
Ooh.
Why isn't there pricing here? Or those are just testimonials.
Oh, maybe you have to get like a quote. You have to contact Buffo directly. Because yeah, like yeah. You probably have to work in his travel too, depending on where
yeah.
he's at.
Yeah.
He can do company picnics and holiday shows.
It's only $1 for a temporary Buffo tattoo.
Whoo.
Like, I'm just saying.
Should we like get a couple of those?
You can get a phone book that he's torn in half.
Oh my God. That's easier to do than you think, actually. There's a but trick to it.
At the very least, like $10 for his promo CD or promo, which his promo CD, which requires Windows 98 or higher, or his promo VHS. Like that's, we got to watch that at some point.
Should we do like a riff?
Yeah. Well, we can do a bonus episode.
Gary, his school programs, right? You know, because you can't just get a strong clown in there.
No,
you have to have a little bit of you have some vitamins, right? You can't just be yeah. junk food. You got Say Nope to Dope, helping students right. make right choices. More alike than different, which helps promote understanding and tolerance. Buffo salutes America.
Okay.
Fun and learning with a patriotic theme, or okay. just for fun, exciting magic and buffoonery in a fun-filled show.
That's the one I want.
Yep. I kind of want Buffo Salutes America.
That would be a really good one.
If I can get it him playing a fife, if I can get Buffo yeah, playing like, a fife with a tricorn hat.
He's all over YouTube, so like this is
he has a presence.
Yeah, not all over, but he's here enough. I mean, he did, like 6 years ago, he has a feature from Fun Coast Magazine. Calling the Erie Country Fair. Put on, you Buffo.
World's strongest clown. I'm here at the fair. I do fairs, anything where if you have money, I show up. I read telephone books, juggle bowling balls, lay on beds and nails, walk on broken glass. I have a show where I balance some kid sitting in a chair on my face.
Don't talk about kids sitting on your face, Buffo.
Yeah, Buffo.
As your legal counsel, I cannot tell you how bad of an idea that is.
This Buffo. Is his last YouTube.
Is it?
It's not even his. It's a Fun Coast Magazine.
Okay.
Which covers things in Erie, Indiana. So it's got to be like the coast of Lake Erie. But yeah, he just looks like a very strong man with just like. A lot of makeup on.
Yeah, a lot of gusto.
Yeah, I like him.
Oh, you can get a Buffo tote bag.
Will do. Anywho, what did we learn today? So other than Buffo, which like I mean, this is very rich. Like we couldn't have found Buffo earlier and still talked about Kid Clown. Like,
no, we couldn't have.
This is like the first two-parter. I mean, it doesn't need to be, but it could be.
Yep. Oh, we have other stuff to do tonight. I mean, we learned that Kid Clown is really, like, if you have, you know, the big old collection of NES ROMs or whatever, I don't know if there's a way to obtain it legally, but like play it. It's pretty fun. At least watch the YouTube run through so you can see that ending and consider the bleak implications of asexual clown reproduction.
Yes. Yeah. And the bleak implications of sexual clown reproduction as well.
Gary, clown pods.
What is the secret to ripping in apart phone books that you know?
What you have to do, you have to fan the pages a little bit.
Okay.
Because I saw this on MythBusters, so this isn't mine, but I've done it a couple times. So you get the phone book together and you like fan the pages, because ripping all of them at once when they're pressed together, it's not impossible, I guess, but that way if they're fanned apart and separate, you're only ripping a couple at a time, and then it just cascades down through there.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, look it up.
Honestly, just, like, what else are you going to... At this point, I bet you're ripping phone books in half is the most common use of phone books. like the three top three uses are, like, one, throwing away, two, ripping in half, three, looking up numbers.
Yep. Flattening posters, they're good for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta hate phone books. anywho, what are we doing next time?
Next time, Gary, we are going to be playing a game called Peach the Lobster. This is
Peach the Lobster.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. This is for DOS, and this was requested or suggested by Sam Bear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Sam. I hope that, and have you checked it out? Are we for sure going to be able to play it?
Yep. No? I have checked it out. It is something else. So
okay.
It's on Archive.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the show, you can rate and review it on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell your friends about it, and you can support us on Patreon if you like at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for anybody who's listening to this concurrently, sorry that this is going out a little bit late. There were some extenuating circumstances, and I thank you for your patience.
Absolutely. Yeah. And cool. Good night and good luck.
Umbasa.